you with another man. That's the end, little girl. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl.
pink bikini right there, goofy daughter, cheeky, never TD edges, kinky, sweating on my blowout, sweating on my prestige, trick about to go off, mad cause I'm so fresh, fresher than you, I'm fresher than you, fresher than you, oh.
So we've got Romy in the studio, and so that was the squeal at the beginning of the song.
My raspberry, newly formed raspberry
voice.
Excited
to be here.
New time,
so welcome to our 7-Eleven episode.
You can tell them 7-Eleven.
The 7, that was our intro, our 7-Eleven.
Oh, how dope would it be if we were all have Slurpees right now?
Yeah. Ooh, so bad. We actually wanted that, and then we looked it up, and it's actually only open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., which doesn't
really
make sense, though.
That's pretty fucked up.
Because it's 7 to 11, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 11-7, yo.
Yeah.
We were all thinking they're trying to scam us.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, fair. Maybe I don't want a Slurpee at 7 a.m., but I want a Slurpee at 11 p.m.
You want a Slurpee at 7 a.m.
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
And then.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
No, you just sneezed. It's fine.
I do.
Bless you. So also just letting our listeners know that this is Kale for Sale and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts
Free Form Radio.
So the song that was played after 7-Eleven was Hot and Cold by Katy Perry, and that's actually I'm so sorry. The theme. I'm ahead of myself.
Yeah.
The theme for this week is songs you realize things to and what you realize if you want to give an anecdote. Yeah. And so the first song in that theme was Hot and Cold by Katy Perry, and Romy's going to tell us why that is on our docket for tonight.
Okay, when you said that, the first thing that popped into my mind is when, like, I realized lyrics, as in, like, I would sing a song and I just, like, messed up the lyrics. I was, like, singing it thinking it was like this, and then someone's like, what? Like, that's wrong. So Hot and Cold, maybe twice in Hot and Cold, this happened when I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to sing it.
Oh, damn it. Okay, oh.
I'm sorry. I can't be an adult.
It's fine.
Okay, when it goes like, and now you're playing boring. And I thought it was playing bowling. And that was one of the biggest revelations ever. Realizations. But then I realized the actual theme is also, that could be part of it. Just like realizations you have to a song. That was my realization.
Totally.
I like fought my friend on those lyrics.
Yeah. I've definitely had that situation.
Yeah, because like the theme, it's about like her being mad about her at like this boy, and then it's like, now you're playing bowling. Like maybe he's just like out there like wasting his life away.
Lyrics are so wild that there are so many ways. That's happened to me before, and my sister called me out once on like, it was Juliet, the song. It was like, No. It was the other one. No, it also wasn't that one. It's a different one.
All right, never mind. Let's keep going.
But it had whack lyric in it, and I kept singing it. My sister was like, you sound really stupid.
Hey, Juliet. You really blow my mind.
Exactly. Okay,
nice. I have a funny story about lyrics mishaps. This is a word I can't say on air, but we all know the Panic at the Disco song about the wedding, where he says, like, the poor groom's bride is a blank, and it's like a mean woman for a prostitute. And I thought he was saying horror, as in, like, she's the worst, she's a horror.
Oh,
and
so
I was like 10, I don't know, when it came out. And I was singing it all around my house because my sister loved Panic at the Disco. She was in her scene phase. So I was like, the poor groom's bride is a horror, like all the time. But it sounded like I was saying something else. Mm-hmm. And so my mom didn't want to correct me because she didn't want to corrupt me with the knowledge of that word. Mm-hmm. And my sister would be like, you sound so stupid. Like one day finally, and she was like, you can't say that. Like, mom, you should have said something. Like, she's running around the house, like everywhere saying this word.
Classic sisters.
And then I was so embarrassed and she was so mean about it.
How'd you learn? Oh, because your sister
yelled. Because my sister yelled about it.
That's a dilemma as a parent. Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
That's insane.
All right. So, we'll play a couple more songs along with that theme. And if you're listening and have our numbers, feel free to contact us.
A fun
maybe
story.
Try calling in. Maybe.
About on the show last night with me and Stu and John. We usually get a call like once a week, but it's like from a friend. Mm-hmm. And so we got a call and we're like, oh, it's Jacob Abrahams, like again. And it wasn't. It was some guy just like tuned into the radio and was like, do you guys take requests? Like, I've been listening to your show. And I was isn't that fun? Yeah.
If you're listening, maybe don't call us because we're still not really good at picking up.
Wait, I'm good at it now. I know how to do it.
I hope Dakota can help
word.
Us.
We can try and figure that out.
But then it's up to you. All right. We're going to play some more tunes.
I don't know how to put them on preview, though. I just put them right on air.
Yeah, so that's...
I mean, it's not like we're going to, like, edit them. Like, we don't know how to do that. Like, if we can't... True. Never
mind. Guys, we have no skills here.
All right, peace.
Goodbye.
Why is it so hard to accept the party is over? You came with your new friends and her mom jeans and her new fans, and she's perfect and I hate it. Oh, so glad you made it. I'm so glad you could come back. Somebody get the tacos. Somebody spark the blood. Let's start the narcos off at episode
gin, got the juice. Bring the sin, got that too. Won't you shut up, no, you're my favorite. Am I woman enough for ya? Outside, baby, yeah.
There's women up here for ya.
Woman enough for ya. Inside me. Woman enough for ya. Outside, baby, yeah.
There's women up here for ya.
Ashamed of myself, think I need therapy.
I'm sorry I'm not more attractive. I'm sorry I'm not more ladylike. I'm sorry I don't shave my legs at night. I'm sorry I'm not your baby mama. I'm sorry you got karma coming to you. Collect your soul, get it right. Say you do, 'cause it's hard enough. You got to treat me like this. Lonely enough to let you treat me like this. Do you really love me, or just wanna love me down?
Fly away. tied up in a straight line, and everywhere you turn, there's vultures and thieves at your back. The storm keeps on twisting. You keep on building the lies that you make up for all that you lack. It don't make no difference. Escape one last time.
hypocritical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Hello there.
Tell that story later.
All right, so I think we have a lot of stuff happened since we last chatted. So that first song, Angel, by Sarah McLachlan, this was a classic Canada-US misunderstanding.
It's a Canadian
where Becca
thing.
Has a whole story behind it and like would played it and Dakota, Romy, and I were all like,
kind of have it as
Becca,
a meme
like, we gotta let you know that, like, there's a whole story behind this because there's
a meme.
It's a meme. Like, there's a PSA. And so that's why that was our PSA for the day, that one that I just played from PETA and Simon Cowell.
When will I fit in?
Simon Cowell?
Yeah, that was who was just talking.
What is he doing these days?
He's making PSAs for PETA.
He could do better.
Apparently.
What?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's actually a pinnacle.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I guess I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah. Nice. But Dakota has a good little anecdote for The Boarding School by Lana Del Rey. Something she realized.
Not really one thing in particular. I just went to boarding school and really realized a lot of things to a lot of Lana Del Rey songs. And I think that that one really sums it up the best because it is about boarding school itself. Which was honestly a really crazy time. Realized a lot about myself. Realized a lot about the world. You know, those prime fresh years of like junior year when you're really just like at like the end of your rope and you're like, I'm absolutely losing my mind. And then you're just kind of like, whoa, high school is crazy. So yeah, that's something. I also have another song I realized relating to high school that we'll play later. I'll tune in to that after we let some other people talk.
Just test for a second. Test.
Oh, that mic's broken, Becca.
Wait, I hear you. I don't know if I hear you or that's sad you're sitting next to me.
Becca's definitely broken.
Hey, you want one? You want to share?
I kind of like the idea that like maybe I'm speaking, maybe I'm not.
I mean, I can hear you in the...
Yeah, I mean, you're being picked up by the other mics. You'll just be quieter.
Someone should have...
Listen in.
All right, we've got some more songs coming up. So get excited.
Get excited.
Kale for sale.
7-Eleven.
Story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? Oh, how could you be so heartless? How could you be so cold as the winter wind when it breeze, yo? Just remember that you talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into. Ayo, I know what some things that you ain't told me. Ayo, I did some things, but that's the old me. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, well, I got homies. But in the end, it's still so lonely.
In the night, I hear him talk.
talking, talking, talk. Baby, let's just knock it off. They don't know what we've been through. They don't know about me and you. So I got something new to see. And you just gon' keep hating me. And we just gon' be enemies. I know you can't.
Threw up, sicker than a motherfucker, might throw my food up. Who cooler? No one losers. She had good brains, I ain't even had to school her. Need me a tutor, I just wanna do her. Pass through the ink and let my bro screw her. I'm killer and I be that way. I got a large appetite for some pussy and weed. I said my money is green and my thun-thun's blue. And if I pop that bitch, she gon' pop one too. Okay, she poppin' two, now she geek like me. I said we jerkin' and we stumpin', buckin' catch the beat. We can't catch the beat, but I'm feelin' my dance. I had one pill left and it fell out my hand. Damn.
Don't drop that thun-thun-thun. Hey. Don't drop that thun-thun-thun.
Goodness, I'm turned up. Yeah. I got a bottle, you got a cup. You hit the Dougie, I two-step. You're not with this, I am ink rap. You can ask chick about us. She know my whole crew, she let us all too. Ratchet boys in this shit like, what it do? Fanatic gang ho, now who the fuck are you? I'm easy, I'm never turned down. This face on, girl, this ain't no frown. Sipping on Louis, somebody girl going down. Like 3, 2, 1, where your girl at now? Pills down, that's on me. And it wouldn't be a song if I didn't say yay. So don't drop that thun-thun-thun. Girl, turn the function up and we gon' keep it going when the hook come back along.
Don't drop that thun-thun-thun.
Hey,
don't drop that thun-thun-thun.
Outside, but between us, it's worse than here. I just can't take your tears. I hate this part right here.
Every day, seven takes of the same old scene. Seems we're bound by the laws of the same routine. Gotta talk to you now before we go to sleep. But will we sleep once I tell you it's hurting me?
Kanye West's first. Who realized what to that song?
I put that song just because, like, that was during a time of just, like...
Realizations.
So it was mainly, like, I said this before, but Love Lockdown was a big one. This one wasn't really a realization. Actually, it was. I was going through a very... I wasn't a deep middle schooler. I was, like, fake deep. I was more of, like...
We were all,
like,
fake deep middle schoolers.
But, like, fake... I was fake, like, scene deep. Like, as in, like... emo, blah blah blah. Like, I was really into horror.
My sister,
like, really into
was
that.
Yeah, Donnie yeah, Darko.
Panic, oh yeah, Donnie Darko. Panic. I mean,
have you seen Romeo's on
my sister
Facebook?
Like dated Donnie Darko. I'm not kidding.
Shut it. What?
My sister like dated Donnie Darko.
Holy shit! Oh, interesting.
Not the actor. But he was like a. He was like a. He like lived his life as if he were Donnie
oh,
Darko.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Word. Wow, you really faked us out with
you
that.
You really faked us out.
That's fine.
Wow, but, anyway. Long story short, Love Lockdown, which wasn't played, was a creepy song for me because I guess also visited Alcatraz. And for me, seeing Alcatraz when I was really little gave me a lot of, like, imaginary, like, vivid imagination about, like, creepy things. And for me, Love Lockdown, when it sounds like...
Don't.
I'm not loving. And then it's just like... Then the chorus is like... I don't really know, but it sounds like jail cells. It sounds like jail cells. And that's what I'm thinking.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Very cool.
Wow. Maybe we should have played
not
it.
Where I thought. We can play it later.
Interesting. Yeah, cool. And then, yeah, then we had after that we had Don't Drop That Thun Thun.
Dun dun dun.
Thun thun.
Because I dropped my thun 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 with a beautiful Spanish boy whose name we will never know. At, again, boarding school, again, realizing things at boarding school, cannot emphasize that enough, at a school dance, and that's when I had my first kiss, and I realized...
Did you kiss on the dance floor?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, in the gym. And I realized most people are bad at kissing.
Wait.
Especially at the age
your
of
first kiss? I feel like when I had my first kiss, I was so... just like shocked at the kissing aspect of it that I was in no mood.
I knew it was
going to
happen.
I was not good, bad. I was like, oh my God, it's happening.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to kiss someone tonight. Like, I'm kissing someone tonight. Like, this will be my first kiss. And I went and I like found this beautiful Spanish boy talking to me.
Classic.
And we were dancing.
Classic.
And he like didn't try to kiss me, but I like was dancing with him or whatever. And then I like turned around and like, just like put my face really close to his, and then just like
I kind of like any dance for me that can go well.
Yeah, and then just like wasn't super great.
Yeah. I don't know.
Your first kiss was a lie down kiss. Like what?
Yeah.
Let's tell the story.
Tell the story.
Yeah, it was. It was in a car.
Yeah.
Actually, that was kind of bad.
Backseat or front seat?
Backseat. I snuck out. First time.
Oh my god.
Wow. Hey, worth it. You got your first kiss.
It was
kiss
cool.
Out of it.
I got my first kiss. But I have had, then like my second kiss was actually on a dance floor, and it was just so difficult.
Yeah.
It was so,
yeah,
you're also
never
trying
know
to
if
dance.
You should keep dancing while
yes,
you're kissing.
Yes, that's exactly it. You're
and
just
there's
like,
never usually people being on the same page about that in the two parties that are engaging in the kissing.
Yep.
My first kiss was on a dance floor as well, and it felt like just like so, like everyone's watching. Like,
yeah, I mean, it was like
everyone's
super
judging.
Dark. Like,
yeah.
All the lights were off.
You had cooler school dances than we did.
Yeah. It was kind of similar.
Mine was closer to Becca's than to Dakota's.
It was like they were like small frat parties. There'd be like a DJ and the lights would be off, and there'd be like chaperones around the corners of the room. So it'd be like our mat in the corner of the room, you know? Yeah.
But these are our mats that are like, don't kiss.
If you were kissing, it'd be like in the middle. There'd be like a circle of people like trying to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then it's like no zone, dead zone.
Boarding
in the middle.
School is crazy.
Whoa. Wait, Mara, what's your first kiss?
That's what I was. Mine actually was super similar to Becca's. It was also at a school dance in eighth grade on the dance floor. And it was a similar thing where it was just like weird. And like I was so like shocked by it that I wasn't like
really?
I was saying earlier,
I was like,
oh, good, bad.
Do we
I was like,
this?
Oh my God. What's happening?
Yeah.
I was like, I think he also has never kissed anyone before because he doesn't know what he's doing. And I am the one like knowing what I'm doing in the situation.
Because I've kissed everyone before.
Which is honestly surprising in the way that I go about my love life, where I'm like, I know what's happening and he doesn't most of the time. So, unfortunately.
Right. Well, let's.
We had a song after that, though,
music.
Too.
Oh, yeah. I hate this part, but that was.
That's kind of everything.
Oh, that was also my suggestion. It was also during the same time. It was just such a jam. Huh?
Yeah, so we are.
Oh,
gonna
wow.
Do,
yeah, we are almost done.
Yeah, we're going to play another song.
All right.
Song.
Let's realize things together.
Probably slow dancing with a beach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that. Time.
last night, so I went to the club.
So I went to the club.
Put on a fresh white suit and a mini coupe, sitting on dubs.
Sitting on dubs.
I'm just looking for somebody to talk to and show me some love.
Show me some love.
If you know what I mean. Everybody jacking me as soon as I stepped in the spot.
I stepped in the spot.
200 bitches in the building, ain't none of them hot.
Ain't none of them hot.
Except for this pretty young thing that was working all the way at the top.
All the way at the top.
Shouted, what is her name? Ooh, she made us drinks to drink. We drunk and got drunk. And man, I think she thinks I'm cool. She gave me a wink, I wink back. And then I think that we hit it off something proper. I'm feeling all good inside.
I'm good inside.
Feel like I put some brand new 24s on a brand new ride.
On a brand new ride.
Triple shot of Patron on the rocks with a little bit of lime.
With a little bit of lime.
I'm just keeping it real. Uh-huh. Baby, still working at the club, so I'm getting in free.
So I'm getting in free.
Wednesday night, I'm on the list. T-Pain plus three.
T-Pain plus three.
Time I hit the spot, baby girl, taking care of me.
Taking care of me.
How do you think I feel? Ooh, she made us drinks to drink. We drunk and
got drunk.
And now I know she thinks I'm cool. She gave me a wink, I wink back. And then I think that we gon' have fun at my spot tonight. Doing tricks free, we're burnt out.
Free, we're burnt out.
Got a passenger side that's empty, wanting it to be your spot.
Be your spot.
Put you on my billboard, we can act like the charts. I can end up on top.
And I end up on top.
Don't smoke, don't drink, that's why I don't be by the bar, baby. Just looking at you from a distance, looking like a goddamn star, baby. So my girl don't see me, T-Pain, can I get those keys to the car?
Those keys to the car.
About to go in, bang, bang, boogie. With my cutie and I see
you. Ooh, know she made us drinks to drink.
We drunk and
got drunk.
And now I know she thinks I'm cool.
She
gave
cool.
me a wink, I wink back.
Shines just like a star, and I swear I know her face. I just don't know who you are. Turn the music up in here. I still hear her loud and clear, like she's right there in my ear, telling me that she wants to own me, to control.
Yeah.
can taste her on my tongue. She's the sweetest taste of sin. The more I get, the more I want. She wants to own me. Come closer. She says, come closer. And I just can't pull myself away. Under a spell, I can't break. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. And I just can't free myself no way. But I don't want to escape. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. I just can't
the savior of the broken.